Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, May 6th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Card Pointers. Leading off today, while Apple works to boost Apple intelligence, the company is reportedly teaming up with Anthropic to integrate Claude with Xcode. Xcode is Apple's integrated development environment, and Claude is the popular chatbot from Anthropic, but it could turn out that Xcode with Claude integration is just an internal tool for Apple. Bloomberg exclusively reports on this unannounced partnership between Apple and Anthropic. According to Gurman, Apple hasn't decided if the version of Xcode with Claude integration will be released outside the company. Apple will roll the software out internally, and it shows how Apple is using AI to improve its internal workflow, aiming to speed up and modernize product development. Still, the development bodes well for Apple's ability to deliver on its promises. Leaning on Anthropic, which is largely backed by an $8 billion investment from Amazon, shows that Apple is open to adopting AI tools and not rolling everything out from scratch. Last summer at WWDC, Apple previewed a similar AI-powered coding feature in Xcode called Swift Assist that would be powered by its own Apple intelligence models, but that feature has yet to be released. Again, it's unclear if this Anthropic Claude integration into Xcode will ship to the public, but if it does, we can expect an announcement at WWDC next month. In other news today, Apple has launched its 2025 Pride Edition Sport Band, Watch Face, and Wallpaper for iPhone and iPad. The new Pride Edition Sport Band for Apple Watch is available to order starting this week, and Apple describes it as featuring a tapestry of rainbow stripes that vary in shape and size. Each Pride Edition Sport Band is assembled by hand from individual stripes of vibrant color that are compression molded together, creating subtle yet striking variations. Apple says, quote, "No two bands are exactly alike, reflecting individuality of all members of the LGBTQ plus community." The band can be ordered from Apple's website for $49. Meanwhile, there's a new Pride Harmony watch face and wallpaper for iPhone and iPad that offer a complementary design. On the Apple Watch, the analog watch face presents bold, individual rainbow stripes, which dynamically shift in sequence across the face of the display to form large hour numerals as the user raises their wrist to check the time. The wallpaper for iPhone and iPad features colors that change position as the user moves, locks, or unlocks their iPhone or iPad. The new wallpaper will be included in iOS and iPadOS 18.5, while the watch face will come with watchOS 11.5. These updates are still in beta testing, but we expect it to be released to everyone in just a couple of weeks. And finally, Apple says it is proud to financially support organizations that serve the LGBTQ plus communities. You can hit the link in the show notes to get a closer look at the new watch band, watch face, and iPhone wallpaper. We are supported this week by Card Pointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. Card Pointers shows you in-depth details about the rewards and offers for each of your cards, so you know the best credit card to use for every purchase to make sure you're earning the most cash back or rewards points every time. In fact, most users save over $750 per year thanks to Card Pointers. 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 30% on Card Pointers and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes. My thanks to Card Pointers for their support of the show. Rounding out today, we have a handful of new rumors about the iPhone 17, the iPhone 18, and Apple's overall iPhone strategy going forward. First, both Ming-Chi Kuo and The Information are reporting that Apple plans to shake up its iPhone release calendar starting with the iPhone 18. To recap, for the iPhone 17 this fall, we're expecting Apple to follow its usual cadence where it announces the iPhone 17, the all-new iPhone 17 Air, the iPhone 17 Pro, and the iPhone 17 Pro Max all at the same time in September. Starting with the iPhone 18 in 2026, however, both Kuo and The Information report that Apple will move away from releasing all of its flagship phones at the same time in the fall, breaking its rigid calendar that's been in place since the iPhone 4S in 2011. The reports say that going forward, Apple is moving to launching its cheaper budget iPhones in the first half of the year and its more expensive Pro models in the fall. So starting in September of 2026, we can expect the flagship models of the iPhone 18, That includes the iPhone 18 Pro, the iPhone 18 Pro Max, the iPhone 18 Air, and the first foldable iPhone. The base model, cheapest iPhone 18, will release alongside the iPhone 18 E in spring 2027, about 6 months after the iPhone 18 Pro release date. Similarly, in late 2027, Apple will debut the iPhone 19 Pro, Pro Max, foldable iPhone, and iPhone 19 Air, while the base iPhone 19 models would follow 6 months later in the spring of 2028. As for why this change is being made to Apple's product release schedule, the information reports product marketing and optimizations for manufacturing as the primary reasons for the diverging schedules. Many of Apple's competitors in the smartphone space have flagship launches in the spring. Ming-Chi Kuo echoes similar motivations. He says Apple's primary reason for this biannual release schedule will be to respond to intensifying competition, especially in China. With Apple's lineup of iPhones growing, such as with the cheapest E model, the new Air, and the foldable iPhone launching next year, Kuo says that launching every single model in the same window in the fall would risk diluting its marketing efforts. By spreading out the launches, it should give Apple more time to promote the base models and capture consumer interest without those base models being overshadowed by the Pro models. The information reports on the future of the iPhone lineup also says that the iPhone 18 Pro will ditch the dynamic island in favor of a new hole punch style design where the hole punch is in the upper left corner of the iPhone screen. This corresponds with Apple's goal to move the Face ID sensors underneath the iPhone display, so the only cutout it would need would be for the front-facing camera. This would, in turn, make the dynamic island unnecessary if Apple only needs that singular hole punch cutout. The design decision to put it in the upper left corner of the screen is certainly interesting, and it's something that hasn't been reported before. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.